here is the Writer's Almanac for Saturday. It's the 21st of November, 2015. 1620, on this date, in Provincetown Harbor off the coast of Massachusetts, aboard the ship the Mayflower Compact was signed. It was the first attempt at forming a democratic government in what would become the United States. They needed to sign this compact because they had missed the territory that they had been granted by the king, which was up the Hudson River. They'd arrived instead off of Cape Cod. So they were not bound by their original charter with King James, and they needed to establish a system of government. It's the birthday of Voltaire, born in Paris, 1694. He was just 21 years old when he was expelled from Paris for writing a satirical poem about Versailles. Came back from exile after a few months, and then offended another member of the royal family, and he was locked up in the Bastille. Best known for his novel Candide, in which he made fun of the prevailing philosophy of the time, that this is the best of all possible worlds, and that everything that happens is ultimately for the best. Voltaire argued that looking on the bright side was simply an excuse for those in power to remain in power and ignore injustice. Voltaire, who said, as long as people believe in absurdities, they will continue to commit atrocities. And it's the birthday of the jazz saxophonist Coleman Hawkins, born St. Joseph, Missouri, 1904. Started out playing the organ, then the piano, then the cello, and finally picked up a tenor saxophone. He was the first tenor sax player to make it big as a jazz musician. 1939 made his most famous record, Body and Soul. And it was such a hit that Coleman Hawkins had to play it at every gig for the next 15 years. His improvisational style helped pave the way for the development of the bebop style of Dizzy Gillespie and Charlie Parker. Here's a poem for today by Billy Collins entitled Catholicism. There's a possum who appears here at odd times, often walking up the path to the house in the middle of the day, like a little ghost with a long tail and a blank expression on his face. He likes to slip behind the woodpile, but sometimes he gets so close to the window where I am standing with a glass in my hand that I start to review my sins systematically, going from one commandment to the next. What is it about him that causes me to begin an examination of conscience, calling to mind my failings in this time of reflection? It could just be the twitching of the tail and that white face, but his slow, priestly pace also makes a contribution, as do the tiny paws, more like hands, really, with opposable thumbs, able to carry a nut or dig a hole in the earth or lift a chalice above his head or even deliver a document, I'm thinking, as he nears the back door, not merely a subpoena, but an order of excommunication with my name and a date written in fine Italian ink and signed with a flourish of the papal sash. A poem, Catholicism, by Billy Collins from Aimless Love, published by Random House and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can subscribe to the Poetry Magazine podcast and the Poetry Off the Shelf podcast in the iTunes store or listen at poetryfoundation.org. Engineered by Noah Smith, produced by Joy Biles. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.